My name is Ria Hamilton. I am the former tenant of the Ogden Park Squash Club in Ogden Park.
Okay, right. And you're here to speak to me following some comments made by Chairman of Ogden Commissioners, Brian Stoll, regarding the squash at Ogden Park.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you've asked me to comment on the remarks that he made in an interview that was done today with yourselves, and I believe an interview that was done on Manx Radio. And I'm basically just here to correct some inaccuracies which he's made public.
Okay, and specifically they are?
Well, specifically he's saying that it was my fault that squash is lost to Ogden Squash Club. This is completely untrue. The simple fact is we had a lease, myself and my wife had a lease with Ogden Commissioners for the building, including the squash courts, and we sold that lease. We'd been there for 15 years. We sold that lease about a year ago, and the new tenants wanted to make a restaurant, and they wanted to also to keep on with the squash. Now, after they've got the restaurant constructed, which is a very nice restaurant, as Brian says, they've decided that they would rather not have anything to do with the squash. Their main focus is the restaurant. However, there's absolutely no reason, having negotiated the split of the two entities, there's no reason at all why the squash can't continue with squash. The commissioners have put an advert in the newspaper for interests in the squash courts, but they seem to be considering an alternative use for a dance studio. But I mean, that's really not my concern, except to say that squash can only be played on purpose-built squash courts, such as Ogden. There are four courts at Ogden. In the last few years on the Isle of Man, we've lost over 12 squash courts. And if these four in Ogden were to disappear, the only squash courts that would be left are the squash courts at the NSC, which would be seriously detrimental to squash on the Isle of Man, and it would probably die completely. But there's no reason at all why squash courts can't be left the way they are and let to people from the squash fraternity. I know that there are people interested from the squash fraternity. Naturally, I'm one of that fraternity. And I know that they are quite prepared to match any bid, any offer that's been made by anyone else. So it's a mystery to me and to most of the people that I speak to as to why they would even begin to consider creating a lease to someone else. It just doesn't make any sense.